Hallelujah. Good morning, beloveds. It's a beautiful day today. Our precious angel Tahila, it's a matric dance tonight, so it's a very special day for us all. And it's a beautiful word this morning. It's when you read it, it's just so poetic. But there's just so much depth when you think about it. And it's from Psalm 85. And it's verse 10 and 11. It says, steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. Hallelujah. here it says, your mercy and your truth. That's the TPT, yeah? Mercy and truth have married each other. Righteousness and peace have kissed. And when you just think about that, it's just so beautiful and so wonderful. You know, we have some our own concepts of mercy, but mercy. And we can have our own concepts of truth. But mercy and truth have married, and we see this marriage perfectly in our Savior. That so whatever you see depicted in his life, in what he tells us and what he wants from us, is mercy and truth. So truth is no longer anything to do with the devil that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. It's just to do with the goodness that we have in our Savior and the goodness that He's made available to us. And it's the same goodness. We come from the same family. We partake of the same inheritance. Amen. And so the beauty of this great truth, this perfect love that cast out all fear, it has all come in Jesus. I love it in 1 John. It writes that the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And then just before that, he says, of his fullness have we received grace upon grace. So the beautiful thing is the reality of where we came from, who we are, what's been made available has clearly been depicted in the life of Jesus. I mean, I love Jesus' words himself. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. As the Father sent me, so I send you. The works that I do, you shall also do. Amen. Beautiful. And so this righteousness, the rights, the freedom, the access has all been made available. At one time, we all just knew sin, and so Jesus became sin, so that we can now wake up to the righteousness of God. Awake to righteousness, the word says, and sin no more. And then straight away, when you've got righteousness, that's where peace is found. So there's no peace found outside of righteousness, outside of mercy, outside of truth, outside of Jesus. But in Jesus now, as Paul rightfully said, we were all included in the love of God moving in Jesus. It's now waking up and accepting that love, and then making the step of looking to the Lord, and then always looking to him, always calling to him, always walking with him. Because it's so lovely in the scriptures yesterday, we saw there's a walk. He goes before us, and he leads us into the good works that he has prepared for us. Amen. So be blessed, yeah, to just know the second part, verse 11, faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from heaven. You see, when we have faith in God's provision in Christ, that opens the door for righteousness, the rights of a child of the living God to come to pass. So sorry, that is so key. So yes, we've got to wake up to God's provision. In these last days, he has spoken to us, sent his son, given us life and life in abundance. And we must embrace that, because that's where our righteousness and our peace comes from. And that brings faith, that we are waking up to God's faith, God's faithfulness. And then we respond, we agree with him, and then we partake with heaven and earth meets. The children have come home, and they meet their God, they meet their Father, Son and Holy Spirit, and the angels and heaven, and all the blessings just manifest. Amen. Kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.